Travel.
KM4VWA, W4DJW, good morning.
Wait, this is wrong. This is not possible. Get back in there on that computer.
Well, I finished going through all my work emails early, so I'm on a break.
Okay. Well, listen, I am studying. I'm studying up a storm, especially, on both radios, and I'm going to start with the 6i, my Spectrum DX6i, to try to do that exponential. So, I'm studying, boss, and I think that will help me with my quick thumbs.
Well, sneak up on it, because exponential takes a little while to get accustomed to. Once you get accustomed to it, there's nothing better. That's why Eric kept throwing that at you. But it takes a little bit to get used to it, because it's in the beginning, it's going to feel like it's really sloppy in the middle. The stick is going to feel sloppy as can be, and then all of a sudden, it's just going to whirl. It's going to swing really fast, and you're going to say, whoa. So be careful. I had like 60% in that red, black Bloody Wonder last time I flew it. And it was in the middle. It was smooth as it could be, smooth as silk. But you get about halfway out there, and it was super, super touchy. So sneak up on the exponential. Don't try to do it all at once.
Okay, that's good advice. All right. Well, for that mall, what do you think? Where do you think I should start? About 30%? Maybe 25%?
I was thinking getting very familiar with how to set it when you're out at the field, because that's as important as having it set, is knowing where exactly how to get to that menu item to set it. And start off with a flight with 15 and see if you feel comfortable with that. And then take another flight with it at 20. And then take another flight with it at 25 and see where you get comfortable with it. That's one good thing. That's one way I used to do that. When I used to fly many, many hours a week, I'd go out there, I'd start at the beginning of the day, and I'd have a plan for doing things like that. Start out with it at one setting, work past it till you're no longer comfortable, and then back up to where you're comfortable. It's kind of like taking the backlash out of gears, right? Work up to it, work past it so that you know you passed it, and then work back to where you're comfortable with it to find that sweet spot.
In and out.
That's the only way you're going to know for sure what you're comfortable with. And then as time goes on, you'll start, it's kind of like driving a car. You know about how far to turn the wheel, right? You don't even think about it anymore. You just do it. You know about how hard to press the gas pedal or the brake pedal, depending on the need, and you just do it, all right? Whereas if you get in the car with a brand new teenager that's just now learning how to drive, they hit the brakes too hard, they turn the wheel too far, they turn it back too far in the other direction because they're hunting for that. You're doing the same thing. It's like a brand new car driver. You're just doing it with an airplane.
Keep switching back and forth between that cadet and the other one, and that's not helping me either.
Well, that's true. It is confusing to your brain because you want them both to be alike, but they're not at all alike. That moth takes power. It likes power. Now, it's fun once you get used to it. But you got to fly it all the way to the field and then back off. Whereas the other one, it will glide for days, right? And it still have control. That's the mall. You got to have speed to have control.
Exactly. All right. Well, so what else good is going on today, there, bud?
So I broke down and decided for those. I think I think on that black one, I noticed that the speed controller, that black Bloody Wonder, the speed controller melted the packing tape on the inside of the fuselage. I think I overheated it because mine had a brownout. That light was flashing when I went and picked it up. And I think it was because there's no airflow in there. The battery filled up the whole fuselage. No air could get down there to that 40-amp speed controller. It overheated. It browned out. And that's why it did a cartwheel out there at the end of the runway. So I'm going to make this fuselage a little bit bigger so airflow can get around the battery. So I was playing with the CAD model. And I'm going to go ahead and make the wing so I can machine it out. So So we can cut all the parts out on the CNC machine. You don't have to do that. All that work you had to do to taper everything on the edges of the wings, leading edge, trailing edge, hinges, all that. Make it so the CNC machine does that by indexing the wing in several different, and do a quadrant of the wing at a time and have four indexes and just rotate it through those quadrants and let it do its machining on each quadrant. That would be a whole lot faster and a whole lot more accurate than having to do all that by hand. That's a lot of work.
Well, I tell you, it's fun, and I love it, but, you know, there's a lot I've got to get used to yet. There's a lot of new technology out there compared to when I was flying a long time ago.
And you'll get used to it. You don't have to do it all at once. You'll get used to it. You just have to be consistent, you know, and keep it fun. Don't let it get to where it's not no longer fun.
Listen, I need to jump out and pump some diesel fuel before my E turns up to a W for talk, okay? I'll be right back in here in just a couple minutes. You gonna be around for a couple minutes?
Yeah, I'm working on the CAD model. I could get interrupted and work. Somebody could ping me at any moment and say, call me. So if you call back and I'm gone, that's probably what happened. But anyway, go ahead, pump your diesel fuel. Catch you in a few minutes. KM4BWA, W4DJW.
Thanks, guy.